Okay, that day we stopped at Bharata. See, we are doing Ramayana stories. From starting, we did all the, from last week we started. So every day we were doing one pastime, isn't it? On day before yesterday, we saw that Bharata, what did he do?
He got the sandals, yeah. And he put it in the throne.
Yes.
And
he how he was going to stay? See, Bhagyashri is saying how he was going to stay in the forest.
Like Ram,
he will not eat, although he was in Ayodhya, he will not eat opulent royal food. He will eat only roots and fruits. He will only wear tree barks.
And he will sleep on the ground.
What? Yeah. Wait, we'll after this story. Okay? Wait for some time. After this story. So, this Bharata, he did all this, and not only Bharata, even the citizens of Ayodhya, they also were fasting. I mean, they were not eating royal food. They all were very sad. Why? Because Lord Rama is not there. So now further going, Lord Rama, so where was he staying now?
Chitrakoot.
Very good. He was staying in Chitrakoot. But what happened? He heard, he saw, why he was staying there? Because many sages were there nearby. But now suddenly he saw, he came to know that many of the sages are going away. Many of the sages are leaving the forest. So he wanted to know the reason why they are leaving. He came to know that there are some demons who are troubling these sages. So that is why they were leaving the forest. So he thought that I should kill these demons. That is why he entered into deeper into the forest hill. That is the Dandakaranya forest. From Chitrakoot, now he is going to the Dandaka. That is why it starts, see, Aranyakan starts with Dandaka Vana Jana Pavana Ram, isn't it? So he is going to go to the Dandakaranya forest. So before going to the Dandakaranya forest, Ram, Sita and Lakshman, they went and met Atri Muni and his wife Anasuya. Anasuya Devi, she is very famous for her chastity, for her purity. So she gave lessons to Sita Devi. See, actually Sita Devi is goddess of fortune. She need not take lessons from someone, isn't it? But still she was so humble, she took lessons from, we say, we know everything. But Sita Devi knows it. Actually we don't know, but still because of her ego, we say, we know everything. But Sita Devi, although she knows everything, but still she took lessons on chastity. Chastity and purity, if anything, anyone talks about that, we talk about Sita only. But she took lessons from Anasuya Devi, who was the wife of Atri Muni. And at that night, they stayed in the house of Atri Muni's ashram. And then they, Anasuya Devi was so happy with Sita Devi, she gave in gift to her some of her ornaments and some clothes also. And by the permission of Lord Rama, she took those ornaments and she took those clothes. Then they went further. Then after Anusuya, they what does it follow? Dandaka Vana Jana Pavana Ram
Singh
Ashana Ram. Yeah. While they were going, suddenly a very horrible Rakshasa came. He was very horrible to look. He was so dirty and he was tall as a mountain. And his teeth were so sharp, and his ears were pointed, and he had long arms, very long arms, from here to go till there, very long arms he had. So he was Virada, and this demon, when he saw Ram, Sita and Lakshman, and you know what, the demon's body was on top of him, it was filled with blood. All, you know, blood was all over his body. Because he was, whoever he would see, he would devour them, he would kill them. And he, I mean, it was like that. It's like, you know, one of the Maharaj say that blood is like perfume for the Rakshasas. Okay. So, this he was walking and when he saw Ram, Sita and Lakshman, he told to Ram and Sita, you look like renunciates. Means, you look like big yogis. Because they were in such simple clothes, na? Then he was saying, why are you using bows and arrows? And then not only that, he told them that you do one thing, I am going to kill both of you. And I am just going to this Sita, she doesn't suit with you people. I will take her and I will enjoy. I will take her and I'll go roam all the places in the forest and all. He had nice dreams about those. And then he told like this. And what did he do? He took away Sita Devi in his hands. He said, see, and he told them, he also told them, do one thing, you leave her and you both go, I will not do anything to you. I will leave you, but you leave her to me. So then Ram and Sita, I'm sorry, what did he do? He took, with his arms, he took Sita in his hands. So she started shouting, oh Ram, please protect me, please save me. So what did Ram and Lakshman do? They started showering arrows on Virada. But Virada was screaming. He was having that pain of all those arrows. But nothing happened to him. But then because they were showering arrows, he left Sita down. And with both of his arms, what did he do? With both of his arms, he picked in one arm Ram and one arm Sita, this Lakshman. And he caught both of them in his hands. So what did Rama and Lakshmana do? They took their sword and each of them cut each of his hands. And they were trying to kill him. I mean, they were trying to punch him, to kill him, to do different things. But nothing was happening to him. It was not easy to kill him. Then Lord Rama said, we will do the same thing what we do with all the Rakshasas. How to kill the Rakshasas. So what they did, they dug a big hole in the ground. And they put that Rakshasa in the ground. At that time, Virada asks, who are you people? So then he said that, Lakshman said that, I am Lakshman and he is Ram. We are sons of King Dashrata. So then that Virada said, oh, thank you very much. And what was, why? Because he was actually a Gandharva called Tumburu. And he was working in the palace of the treasurer of the demigods. Who can guess who is the treasurer
Kubera.
Of? Kubera. Yes, Kubera. So in Kubera's palace, he was working. But one day he was instead of doing the regular duties, he was doing some time pass with an apsara. That is why Kubera got angry and he cursed him. He cursed him to become what? To become this huge demon, to become this rakshasa, ugly rakshasa. So he became ugly rakshasa and this and he did austerities. So that is why it was said that no one can kill him. He became power, no one can kill him, but he was begging for forgiveness. At that time, Kubera told him that when Rama comes, when he comes, you will be relieved of this body. That is why because Rama and Lakshmana, they put him in the big hole and they burnt him. And from that ashes came out a beautiful body of Tumburu. And before going, he said that he go and meet Sharabanga Muni. It comes, no? Tandaka vana jana pavana ram dushta virada. See, virada is killed. Dushta virada vinashana ram sharabanga sutikshna chita ram. Sharabanga Muni. So he goes to see Ram, Sita and Lakshman. They go to see Sharabanga Muni. But Sharabanga Muni, he out of his ashram, Indra Dev was standing along with a golden chariot. In a golden chariot with all the horses, Indra Dev was standing there out of the ashram of Sharabanga Muni. And Sharabanga Muni was waiting for Lord Rama to come. When Lord Rama came, Sharabanga Muni offered obeisances to Ram. And then what did he say to Ram? That I was waiting for you. I had done so many austerities that Indra Dev himself came to take me to the heavenly planets. But I told him that I don't want to come with you. I want to wait for Lord Rama. And so he worshipped the lotus feet of Lord Rama. And Lord Rama blessed him that you will go to the spiritual world. Then Sharabanga, what did he do? He arranged for a place where then fire was lit. And then he burnt himself. Sharabanga Muni, he burnt himself. And then he finally reached the spiritual world. Then further, and before going, Sharabanga Muni told Lord Rama, now you go and meet sage Sutikshna. Okay, so it comes now, Sharabanga Sutikshna Archita Ram. So now they go to meet sage Sutikshna. And Sutikshna sage requested Lord Rama that many demons called Kara and Dushana. Ravana had more two brothers called Kara and Dushana. Those two Rakshasas, they are troubling all the sages in the Dandakaranya forest. So please Lord Rama, protect all the sages. So this was Sutikshna's request. Then further, Lord Rama, he was working. And basically, he wanted to meet Agastya Muni. It comes, no? Agastya no graha vardita ram. If you carefully watch those paragraphs, you will be able to guess it. So, he wanted to meet Agastya Muni. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this Agastya Muni. Agastya Muni, Agastya means a person who can press down the mountain. It is said that once Vindhya Mountain was jealous of Himalayan Mountain, and Vindhya Mountain was growing above the, trying to grow above Himalayan Mountain. So, but if that would have happened, it would have become a problem. This full India would have been divided. That is why Agastya Muni pressed down the this mountain. That is why Agastya Muni name. That is, he could press down the mountain. And he did many, many leelas. In that, one of them is, there were two demons called Ilvala and Batapi. What?
Ilvala and Batapi.
Yeah. And these two demons, they were a team, you know, a good team of demons. You know what they would do? This Ilvala, he would dress up himself as a nice, very nice Brahmana. And what he would do is, he would call all the Brahmanas, whoever were there, he would tell all of you come here. And you know Shraddha ceremony?
Yes, yes.
In everyone's house, do you do Shraddha? Yes, yes. For our forefathers?
Yes,
have you,
yes.
Do you ever know?
Yes, yes, yes.
Ask your parents, they must be doing.
Every house.
Yeah, in every house, someone's you do, whoever has passed. So, and it is said that the remnants of that Shraddha Patra, you should give it to some Brahmana. Right? You know that?
Yeah.
All of you, we call Brahmanas, no? We call. So, what he used to do? He used to call all the great, great Brahmanas and all great sages. You'd say, we want to do Shraddha. And you know what he would do? When they would come to take prasad, before that, he would make his other brother Vatapi, he would turn himself into a sheep. And what this Ilvala would do, he would cut that sheep into pieces, and that meat of that, he would mix into that prasad of that Shraddha. And what he would do, he would give that prasad to those Brahmanas. And when those Brahmanas would eat the prasad, understood? Are you able to follow what I am saying? They'll eat the prasad, and after eating the prasad, they will finish the prasad, no? Then the Silvala, he would say, Vatapi, come out. And then what that Vatapi would do? He would break open the belly of that Brahmana, and he would come out and he would tear that Brahman. Like this, they have killed 1,000 Brahmanas. Every day they would do this. They were so bad demons. And once they called Agastya Muni. The same thing they wanted to do with him. So they gave the prasad, that Ilvala gave the prasad to Vatapi. I'm sorry, to Agastya Muni, and Agastya Muni ate that. And after eating, he called, Vatapi, come out. Agastya Muni said, Vatapi jirno bhava. What is the meaning of that? He digested Vatapi. That was the power of the digestion of Agastya Muni. He digested him. This is the power of Munis, because they always constantly chant the names of. He was moving. And not only that, Agastya Muni looked at Ilvala like this. And just by his glance, he burnt him to ashes. Just by his glance, looked at him like this. And he burnt him. So this way, Agastya Muni killed those two demons. Now, Lord Rama, he wanted to come to me, take the blessings of Agastya Muni. So, Lord Rama along with Lakshman and Sita, they came to take blessings of Agastya Muni. And Agastya Muni, through his power, he was when he saw Lord Rama and Lakshman, he meditated and he chanted few mantras, and then a very beautiful golden bow came out. And that golden bow was Lord Vishnu's bow. And Lord Vishnu had kept it with Agastya. So Agastya Muni, he meditated and he got the bow, and he got wonderful arrows and more celestial weapons and a quiver in which you can keep those arrows. This all he gave it to Lord Rama. Understood? So this way, this is that meaning. Agastya, that is Anugraha. So he got the blessings of Agastya. So then after that, Lord Rama requested Agastya Muni that you suggest me a place where I can go and stay, where there will be rishis. Because Lord Rama wanted to stay in a place where there were many rishis. where there were many devotees. So he said, please suggest me a place which is cool, which is very nice, and where all rishis will be there. So Agastya Muni said, two yojanas from here. That is, one yojana is 8 miles. So two yojanas from here, there is a place called Panchavati. And it is a very beautiful place. So there they went, and Lakshmana, he took the soil of that place and he made the ground floor of that. And with the sand of that, with the soil he made the mud walls, and with the sand he made the ground, and then with the bamboo trees and all the grass and all, he built a very beautiful hut so that Lord Rama and Sita could stay in that hut. So now Lord Rama, Sita and Lakshmana, they were staying peacefully in Panchavati. That comes now. Panchavati tata susthitaram. So tomorrow Shurpanaga will come. We'll see that past time tomorrow. Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki.
Yes.